I'm Jason Gay. Next week on Only a Game, how chicken nuggets have helped Cleveland Cavaliers fans forget about King James. But now, Charlie Pierce is here with the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Jason.
Charlie, I've been reading reports that a golfer named Tiger Woods won a golf tournament in Georgia over the weekend, and now the President of the United States wants to award him the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Now, you can't possibly have any opinions about this matter, can you?
Well, first of all, it was really kind of a remarkable moment at Augusta. It was Tiger Woods winning a Masters the way a 40-year-old Tiger Woods would win a Masters. But as for the Presidential Medal of Freedom, I think Tiger could be very thankful the president isn't trying to sell it to him.
Of course, now the majors watch is back on. Tiger's at 15 majors. Only Jack Nicklaus, with 18, has more. This felt dead and buried a few months ago. Can Tiger now tie or surpass Jack?
Well, no, I still don't think so. I don't think he's got four of those tournaments left in him. I'm less sure than I was before last weekend because he does seem to have taken the measure of Augusta, so he'll certainly play at least four more Masters. I just hope he like wins the Doral or something at this point. Let's watch him win a, you know, kind of run of the mill tournament first.
Phoenix Waste Management.
The John Deere Classic in Des Moines, Iowa.
Tampa Bay Lightning, winningest NHL club this season, swept in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs by the immortal Columbus Blue Jackets. This marks the first time that's happened to a President's Cup team. Where do we place this, Charlie, on the list of all-time sports humiliations?
I don't think it's that big an upset. Columbus is pretty good. And John Tortorella is a terrific coach. And it became very plain early on that Tampa Bay wasn't ready to be a favorite. It wasn't so much they weren't ready to be in the playoffs. They weren't ready to be the number one seed.
Yeah.
As soon as the other team didn't fall down and just sort of let the Lightning roll over them, they had no plan B. If I were whoever plays Columbus in the next round, I would not take them easily. This is a very good hockey team.
Isn't this also hockey kind of being hockey? I know technically this is rare because you didn't have a President's Cup winning team getting bounced like this, but hockey's always surprising you.
Well, I mean, you've got all the other factors, the weird bounces off the boards, the hot goalie, as we say up here. You know, there are a number of variables in hockey that don't exist in other sports. But you can't attribute this to anything more than over those four games, the Columbus Blue Jackets being better than the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Duke sensation Zion Williamson has officially declared his intention to make himself available for the draft. Surprise, surprise. It's assumed he'll be the most hyped number one pick since LeBron James was a number one pick. Is Zion really this kind of transformative basketball figure? And how do we stop him from becoming a New York Knick?
Well, I don't know that there's any way to stop him from becoming a New York Knick unless we fix the lottery as the Knicks did many years ago. I don't know. I mean, I watched the guy all season. I watched him in person over the first weekend of the tournament. He impresses me, and this is not in any way insulting, as Charles Barkley, or perhaps another step up to Karl Malone. I don't know that he's a transformative figure in the history of the game the way Michael Jordan was or the way Bill Russell was. I didn't see any indication of that, no. But he's certainly going to be the beneficiary of the Phil Knight marketing behemoth, even though, you know, Nike's shoe blew up on him and almost cost him the season. you know, he's certainly going to be the beneficiary of the most hype in this year's draft.
I'm just glad I can go back to hating Duke. I liked Zion so much that I was liking Duke, and this was very strange.
Yeah, they were a pretty good bunch this year. R.J. Barrett was an interesting guy. They were a hard team to dislike, but maybe that's the secret. Maybe Coach K has found the secret of getting people not to hate Duke, which is to run the players in and out so fast you don't get a chance to hate them.
Finally, Charlie, newly retired Patriot Rob Gronkowski has added to his legend this week when his club revealed that the Gronk had dented the team's most recent Super Bowl trophy. He used the Lombardi as a baseball bat during a visit to Fenway Park. Now, it's a long list, Charlie, but is this the most Gronk story of them all?
I think, no, it would have been the most Gronk story if he'd used his head as the bat. But it is very Gronk. There is definite Gronkitude in this entire episode. The Gronkosity of using it for a bat. First of all, how do you swing the thing? It looks like it would be unwieldy.
My favorite part of it was I think he squared to bunt.
He did.
I don't think it was actually a full swing.
He did, and he still dented it. So good for you, Gronk. Now he doesn't have to play football. He can be Gronk full time. He can be just a Gronk in the world.
The Patriots are saying they're not going to take the dent out of the trophy. Is there a case to take it out?
No, absolutely not. It's that trophy's, you know, permanent Gronkosity. You don't want to fix that.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Sports Illustrated, and he joins us each week here at Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Jason.
Let's be real for a second. Some shows, they need to rely on torture and nudity and dragons to hold your attention. Only a Game doesn't. We just find great stories about real people. Subscribe to the Only a Game podcast to make sure you catch all the great stories every week.